Hey, what's going on? It just sounded like Bill Burr when he has his podcast. What's going on? I'm going to feed off of my last episode that I really didn't market much. I don't even know if anybody heard it. I think I got like two viewers of it. I didn't post it anywhere except for on Anchor and the ones that it's connected with. I didn't put it on my Instagram and my Facebook, mostly because, first of all, my Facebook is shut down. My Twitter is fucked. Anything I post, I get flagged. Because, you know, the Democrats, the social media conglomerates, the fucking technocracy, whatever you call it, you know, they're cracking down on conservatives. They're silencing half of the fucking country for political gain, basically terrorizing us, making us scared for our lives, just totally fucking us over, you know? While the liberals, I'm done calling them liberals, they're not liberals, they're leftists, they're socialists, they're fucking authoritarians, bad people, bad souls, bad culture. They're hurting this country worse than anybody could ever imagine. And this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of a mountain of problems. But my last episode, I talked about Capitol Hill, what happened at the Capitol. And first, I want to say personally, I wasn't too happy with what happened. I really wasn't. At first, I was watching it. I was like, oh, this is fucking crazy. This is, in a way, I was like proud. You know? It's like, oh my God. Like, finally, like, Americans are standing up. And I still feel that way. I really do. You know? These politicians, they forgot who they work for. They forgot what that capital is for. And you know, those people, the representatives, Senate, whatever they are, they work for us. They are our employees. I think they lost the plot. They definitely did. They forgot. Nobody has reminded them of who they work for. Now, we've went, this whole year was a nightmare with the government. They shut us down. They ruined our lives. They took our businesses. They practically took food out of our children's mouths over a fucking virus from China. Okay? And they're continuously doing it. People are getting fined. People are going to prison, jail for opening their business that they poured their life, their heart and soul into. And you just take it away. That is how you know the government is too big. They got their hand in too many things. And the American people had enough. And then on top of that, our election system is fucked. There's no integrity. Nobody trusts it. I wouldn't be surprised if nobody votes ever again unless this is solved. Because I'll tell you right now, as of today, I am not voting again. I have zero faith in our election process. I have zero faith in majority of politicians, left and right. And I'll tell you right now, the Republicans are so deep on my shit list. I'm talking about the establishment cocksuckers. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell. These guys are anti-Trump, anti-American, fucking establishment scumbags. They stab him in the back. They're stabbing all of us in the back. What, you know, the only reason why Mitch McConnell got reelected was because of Trump. And once he got in, he said, okay, good. Now fuck you, Trump. I'm going to stab you right in the back. Same thing with Lindsey. You see, this country has an identity problem. We got to slap a label on everything. You're a Republican, you're a Democrat, you're right, you're left, you're black, you're white, you're gay, you're tranny, you're straight, you're a cis, You're non-binary. All this bullshit. You're a minority. Fuck you. It's so stupid. It's so irrelevant. It's fake. It's fake. But what it does is it divides people even more when you keep coming up with these subgroups. I was in Brooklyn about 20 minutes ago, and I saw a flag. It was the rainbow flag for the gays, and then in that flag was, I think it was the tranny flag with a bunch of pink and purple colors and then brown and black hanging from their window. Like, what? What the fuck is that? Like, it's bad enough that the gays took the rainbow from us, you know? Like, I just think it's dumb. I think it's dumb. If there was a straight flag, I wouldn't fly. I'd be like, this is stupid. This is fucking stupid. The only flag that we should fucking have is the American flag. Because without that flag, without this country, you're not flying that gay flag. Try to fly a fucking gay flag in the Middle East. Try to fly it in Africa. It's never going to happen. You'll get your balls chopped off. You'll be thrown from a building in a heartbeat. Or they'll cut your dick off and you'll actually be a woman now. This is what they do. So, no, I disagree with any kind of fucking flag other than the American flag. Even the Confederate flag. I think it's dumb. I think it's dumb. Now, it's a part of our history, right? It's a part of our history, and I respect that. Most of these people that are against that flag, they don't know history at all. They hear what their stupid, useless, scumbag professors tell them, and that's it. They don't look into it. Now, I'm not from the South, so for me to fly a Confederate flag is kind of stupid, right? It just doesn't make sense, you know? I personally think it's dumb, but I'm not a Southerner. I don't know. I don't know how they feel about it, and obviously they feel strongly about it. It doesn't mean they're pro-slavery, you stupid bastards. It doesn't mean that. You ask any of them. But I don't think it's... I just think it's unnecessary. The same thing with the gay flag. I would not tell anybody, you can't do this, you can't do that. You have the right to fly that gay fucking flag. You have the right to fly that tranny flag. That I don't give a shit about. What I care about is that we keep making these subgroups, these groups of people that are dividing us more and more. The race thing is what kills me the most. You know, it kills me. I don't understand why we gotta constantly interject and inject race into every aspect of our fucking lives. Never in my life, I've been on this earth for 26 years, never in my life have I even thought about me being white. Now, I'm Italian-American, so some people wouldn't even consider me white, right? But technically I am. I'm Caucasian. Never in my life have I thought about the fact that I'm white, that I've ever even, like, had pride in being white. I never had any anger or any bad feelings about being white. I just never even thought about it. It's irrelevant to me. It's my fucking skin color. I can't do anything about it. It's stupid. Especially in 2021, where nobody in this country is oppressed. Nobody. I don't give a fuck what race you are. I don't give a fuck what gender you are, what sexual orientation you are. It doesn't matter. Nobody that lives in this beautiful, incredible country is oppressed in any fucking way. It's a different story in other countries. There are many, many people that are seriously oppressed. Things that this country has never even seen. It puts our slavery to shame. But here's the thing. People profit off of division. People profit off of identity politics. Obviously. Like that woman, Cori Bush. I mean, when I... Like... I can't even wrap my fucking head around the words that come out of this blowjob's fucking mouth. She's such a race hustling fucking, basically Al Sharpton with a cock. No, I'm sorry, Al Sharpton without a cock. Actually, you know what? Maybe it is Al Sharpton with a cock. This woman is a disgrace. She's constantly talking about white supremacy in America and Nazis and, you know, why everybody was booing her when she addressed white nationalism. People are booing you because white supremacy in the United States of America in 2021 is not a thing. It doesn't exist. If you want to point out the few fringe, psychopathic fucking racists in this country, if that's who you're talking about, you're pathetic. You're fucking pathetic. That's the only people that she could be talking about. Donald Trump is the farthest thing from a white supremacist, a racist, or a Nazi. Okay? Rednecks. You call them rednecks. You bash these southern people like they're the scum of the earth. They're not the ones that are fucking committing 58% of the crime. Why don't you go after your own fucking people that are destroying their own cities and killing everybody at rates that are ridiculously lopsided to their fucking population? But no. You see, it's all projection. Everything the left fucking does is projection. Everything. They call conservatives fascists. But they are the fascists. You see what Antifa does? They roll in. They fucking oppress everybody. They fucking destroy everything because you don't think the way that they want you to think. Like, what? They say that he's a white supremacist. Meanwhile, the left, they constantly say basically that it's a privilege to be white. That it's much better being white. That black people, they are not smart enough. So we have to give them everything. That's white supremacy, you dumb fuck. Conservatives, patriots, we don't give a shit what color you are. I don't care. As long as you fucking love this country and contribute to society in any way and don't threaten my life, put my life in danger, I don't give a shit who you are. You're my fellow American. But no, the left, they gotta keep fucking it, putting race and identity politics into every motherfucking aspect of this country. We're sick of it. And that's why the 6th happened with a bunch of other shit. With the fact that our elections have been completely, ridiculously destroyed. I'm not going to vote again until the truth comes out. I'm telling you right now. And millions of Americans are saying the same fucking thing. If I feel that my vote is irrelevant, if I feel that our election process is completely and utterly destroyed, I'm not going to fucking vote. Because it's a waste of time to me. After seeing what went on with our election, I decided there is no way in hell that I'm voting until the truth comes out about this election. Until then, fuck that. People might say, oh, you're going to spite yourself. Because of that, we're going to have socialism. Well, you know what? Too fucking bad. Too fucking bad. And you know what? I blame all those pussy Republicans that were so afraid about what happened on the 6th that are constantly saying, oh, you know what? This is not what we do. Don't lower yourself to Antifa and the left. First of all, to compare what happened on the 6th to the left, to Antifa, to the 9 months of rioting, looting, destroying businesses is a disgrace. It's a fucking disgrace. You can't compare in any way. You can't. You have people that are upset about a lie, the lie of racism, that are they're rioting over a fucking fake, over a hoax. A race hoax compared to people that are fighting for their lives, that are fighting to keep their businesses open, to fighting to destroy communism. You just can't compare it. You can't compare it. But the right, the ones that are more concerned about their image in the media with kissing the media's ass so they get so they don't get terrible press. They're the ones that are fucking it up for everybody. Like Charlie Kirk. And I have respect for Charlie Kirk. I think that what he does is awesome. But at the same time, I think he's a fucking pussy. I really do. I think he's a pussy. I think he's afraid to say a lot of things because he doesn't want to get the backlash. And you know what? That's not helping anybody. That's hurting our cause. It's hurting our fucking cause, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these grifters. I'm sick of regular Republicans. This is why I do. I never, ever call myself a Republican. Ever. I'm starting to hate even the word conservatism. I'm a fucking patriot. I'm a patriot. I love this country. I want what's best for this country, what's best for all the people of this country. I love freedom. I hate communism. I hate fascism. I hate Marxism. I hate socialism. All I want is fucking freedom. I want the government to be as small as possible. How is this controversial? Our country has believed in this stuff for literally 200-something years. All of a sudden, that's violent. All of a sudden, that's fascism. All of a sudden, that's racist. Fuck you. You know what? When people call me racist on the internet, I laugh. I laugh and I say, okay, good. I'm a racist. Congratulations. Like, it means nothing to me. It means nothing to me at all. And it just goes to show that most of these people, they don't even know a real racist. They don't. Most of us don't either. I never met a racist person. I never did. A real racist, a real prejudiced person, a white supremacist. I've never in my life met somebody like that. These people are sick in the head. They got serious fucking problems. And now they got control of the government. And this fucking geriatric piece of shit is not even officially president yet. And they're already stripping conservatives and patriots of their rights of the First Amendment. They're going to try for the Second Amendment. And you know what they're doing? They're radicalizing people that were not radical. That's exactly what's going to happen. It's already happening. We're going underground. Now what? Now what? You're not going to know anything that we're doing, that we're talking about. And some people might say, well, that's not good. No, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. At the end of the day, goodness, freedom, and liberty wins when you have the right people fighting. And you know what? I'd much rather have patriots on my side than a bunch of social justice warrior faggots. They don't stand for anything. They just stand for disrupting this country, our freedom. They don't stand for any, they don't have principles. They don't. They don't have principles. They don't have morals. They make up their own fucking moral code where fuck white people and yay for, hooray for blacks. Hooray for gays. But fuck the straight white males. They should all drop dead. This is how they fucking think. And most of them are white. So they're ethnomasochists. They hate themselves. Fuck the left, fuck the socialists, fuck the communists, fuck the Marxists, fuck the fascists, fuck the regular Republican establishment, fuck regular Republican grifters too. All I give a fuck about are patriots of this country, God, and anybody that is willing to fight for freedom. That's all I care about. I don't give a flying motherfuck what your skin color is, if you suck dick or not. I don't care. Stop fucking with my freedom. Stop fucking with my freedom. Stop fucking with my liberty. Stop fucking with my First and Second Amendment. And if you don't fuck with that shit, we don't got a problem. But when you do, and you're already starting, we're going to have a big motherfucking problem. Trust me when I fucking tell you. Because half of the country is... The word anger, angry is not even the fucking word. These leftists have no idea what they just did. Mark my words. I don't like violence. I don't like insurrection. I don't like it. I don't encourage it. But I'm telling you right now, shit's going to hit the fan. And it's going to be worse than anybody could ever imagine. And the first people that are going to cry, complain, hide under their desk, and fucking have a fucking conniption fit, are the left, the ones that don't know how to fight, the ones that don't know how to deal with real confrontation. They're the ones that are going to go first. I'm done. My blood pressure is fucking rising nonstop. It's going to go through the roof. So, God bless this country. God bless President Trump. We cannot stop supporting this man. He has made patriotism real again. And it's not going anywhere. It's just going to get stronger and stronger. Until we shove these fucking little socialist SJW fucking homos back into their fucking basement where they belong. And sure, they'll come out in another 25 years when shit is crazy again. And the same thing is going to happen just like 100 years ago. They get their asses beat physically and you know, metaphorically. And they go back into hiding because they're weak. They're weak people. They're sick in the head. Go the fuck away, you fucking hippie weirdo. Good night.